With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Parts of Santa Cruz County are expected to lose power beginning at around 8 p.m. tonight. Residents have tried to prepare for PG&E's anticipated public safety power shutoff. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
Santa Cruz County residents have been filling up their cars with gas and stocking up on supplies as they prepare for PG&E to turn off the power. Sam Robbins filled up his propane tank and checked on his flashlights and batteries at home. Then he stopped by the grocery store Deluxe Foods of Aptos.
Mostly I came to buy liquid drinks in cartons and bottles to put in my fridge so they'd be cold and freeze them.
Inside the store, manager Sergio Serra says Wednesday is normally their quietest day of the week, but today it's been more like their busiest.
There's a lot of ice and just emergency essentials that have been going out.
PG&E has already cut power to hundreds of thousands of customers in Northern California due to increased fire danger. In downtown Santa Cruz, the water department is asking customers to conserve water because when the power goes out, the department has to use generators to pump some water. Rosemary Menard is the director of the water department.
The big issue will be if it's a long time power outage, then we need to be refueling the generators. And we have plans for doing that, but there might be a lot of them involved. So that will be the tension for us.
Socal Creek Water District has asked Santa Cruz to open up the emergency link between the districts so they can make use of Santa Cruz's water supply if necessary. Michelle Loxton, KACU News.